This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Jury selection begins today in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Chauvin, who is white, is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter. He's pleaded not guilty. It's unclear if he'll take the stand, but video of the incident will be used in court, and the trial will be broadcast. Barbed wire and concrete barriers surround the courthouse.
It's a contentious debate should states lift mask orders and other COVID-19 restrictions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We need to stay on this path.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients on NBC's Meet the Press.
People do need to meet the president's challenge of masking up. People do need to take the vaccine when it's their turn.
Health experts tracking new virus variants warn that lifting restrictions too soon could lead to another lethal wave of infections.
With the vaccine, we're now on the offense.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine puts it this way.
In Ohio, we can't give up the defense. We have found that these masks work exceedingly well.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Britain's Prince Harry and wife Meghan are talking about their troubles with Buckingham Palace. They tell Oprah Winfrey the palace was concerned about the color of their son's skin while she was pregnant. She's biracial. Harry said he felt trapped by royal life. Meghan said at one point she thought about killing herself. This morning, Pope Francis flew back to Rome from Baghdad after 4 days in Iraq. He urged Christians there to work with Muslims, Yazidis, and others to make peace. A massive weekend party near the University of Colorado in Boulder turned into a violent confrontation with police that left three officers injured. Images show most partiers without masks and not social distancing. Authorities promise criminal charges, no arrests at the scene. This is AP News. Now to the NBA All-Star Game. Gary McKillips reports.
Giannis Antetokounmpo hit 16 of 16 from the field and scored 35 points to lead Team LeBron to a 171-50 win over Team Durant in the NBA All-Star Game. Antetokounmpo was also 3 of 3 from the three-point line. The Milwaukee Bucks forward said this about his big night.
When you're around guys like Dame and Steph and Chris Paul, it's just easy. Nobody's worrying about me. I'm just playing one-on-one.
Damian Lillard added 32 and Steph Curry 28 for Team LeBron's Western Stars, while Bradley Beal led Team Durant with 26. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
Carla Walenda has died, a member of the Flying Walenda's High Wire Act. She was 85 and died in Florida of natural causes, says her son. She was the daughter of Carl Walenda, who founded the Flying Walendas. Carla Walenda was born in 1936. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.